The more we separate the event from the decision, the more room it gives God to move in our situation. I'll go a little deeper. Can I go a little deeper? I don't know why I'm asking your permission. I'm gonna do what I wanna do anyway, what God leads me to do. Here's one. I thought of a bunch of them, but I won't give them all to you today. Y'all won't like this. Traffic is an event. What time you leave the house? Got him. Like traffic was the Red Sea. Like you didn't know it was there. Like it in there every morning. I'm sorry, the traffic was bad. The traffic's always bad. It's 485. They're gonna be building it for the next 485 years. And you knew that when you pushed it to the last minute and hit snooze for the third time. And leaving early is a decision. And the decision to leave a little early might affect your decision to road rage. See, we gotta stop blaming so much stuff in our life. Joseph is a model. We gotta stop blaming the events and start making the decisions that God is calling us to make within the events that can empower us to move forward. Or else, you will always be a slave to what happened. Joseph has a decision to make now. And I think it's such an emotional moment for him because his father loved him a little too much because he was born of Rachel, who was the wife that Jacob really wanted, not Leah. And because he was the firstborn son of Rachel, Jacob's favorite wife. Holly, you're my favorite wife, by the way. And that gave him a little extra status, right? But he's going through this shift. A lot of people will tell you Joseph's life is about going from the pit to the palace. I don't see it that way at all. Although that geographically describes his position because he ended up being promoted when he interpreted Pharaoh's dream about the famine to a position of responsibility where he could prepare the people for the famine, even his own family. Although that's true, it's really not the heart. He's really going from status to service. And God brings him from a place of great status to a place of great service. Or you could say, see it this way too. He's going from a place where he's got to get from pain to purpose. And the position that you're in determines a lot of the decisions that you make. And a lot of the decisions that you make will determine the position you're in. Because if at any point in Joseph's life, he would have decided, this isn't fair, forget it, God. If he hadn't served with excellence in small positions, he could not have been trusted in a bigger one. All along the way, there were little decisions that he was making that you're making. To do it with your whole heart or to only do it when someone else is looking. Little decisions that you make. Corners that you cut or you don't. Words that you speak and times you bite your tongue because it's not going to help anything anyway. Little decisions. Where would you be financially if you had made little decisions along the way differently? Where would you be? Well, now I don't have any money and I'm doing like what Pastor said. I'm in a bad position, so I'm taking desperate measures. But would you have to take desperate measures if you made some different decisions? And could it change from this point forward that your future is not chained to your past? We talked a lot about the chain of events that led to Joseph's moment of decision. But how about the chain of decisions that put him in this place? The chain of decisions. Think about that. It's a lot more interesting than giving me a list of everything that life did to you. I told somebody one time, I said, when I first got married, I got fat, and I did. I was turning into a big old boy. And the way I explained it was like how Adam explained why he ate the apple in the garden. This woman you gave me, Lord, she's a wonderful cook. I was actually like perverting the gift that God had given her as a cook to explain the situation of my cellulite. Y'all know the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the cellulites. Well, they were all coming against me. Yeah. They were all coming against me. And somewhere in that, I had to own the fact that I ate what she put on the plate and then went and filled the plate three more times to get this way. So it's not exactly true to say I got fat. Like it's something that just crashed into the earth. Like it was a meteor shower. Like it was a snow day. I ate food. I didn't exercise. I got fat. That's the event. The number on the scale screamed at me. Ah! I rebuked it. It didn't change. I prayed about it. It didn't change. I quoted Genesis 50:20. What you mean for evil, God means for good. I reversed the curse. It didn't change. All right. And then I decided. I didn't get to decide once. I got to decide daily. I got to decide daily. Now, is this good to you? Joseph has a decision to make in this moment because now his dad is dead. And the only thing that can keep him being kind to his brothers is how he views his relationship with God. Because his relationship with them is obviously never going to change. They lied about him when he was 17, and they are lying about him as he's 56. He's been playing with it. He's been playing with whether or not he wants to pay them back. He's been doing it for decades. You know, when they first came to him, he was 39. The famine had only been going on 2 years. And when they came to him, he pretended like he didn't know who they were, because I think he was trying to decide, how am I going to move forward? He was already in a position of power. He was already in a position of authority. He was already in a position of influence. And the position that you're in influences the decisions that you make. So he didn't tell him. For a little while, he'd go cry in private, and then he'd come back out and be strong in public. Yeah, he even stuffed their bags with silver and then sent his own men to arrest him and throw Simeon in prison. That's how bad it felt to him. So I want you to think about when something bad happens to you, the event. I wish I could draw this. I am not a good artist. You can draw it and post it online later, okay? Something bad happens. When Joseph says, God meant it for good, he does not call their abuse, neglect, and betrayal good. He's moving past that. But so something bad happens, right? Many bad things happen to Joseph, and that's almost a disservice to what he's been through to call it something bad happened. But let's just call it that. This thing happens, and it's bad. And it's bad. But now the decision that Joseph has to make, because remember, the event is not the decision. So now he says, that was bad what you did to me. That was bad how you sold me. That was bad what I went through. I'm not sugarcoating anything or spiritualizing your decisions. It was bad. It was bad. Sometimes the first step to getting to God is good is to say it was bad. It was bad. It was bad, and it hurt, and it harmed, and it set me back, and I wish it hadn't happened. And if I got to write the script, I wouldn't have put that in it. It was bad. You know, we do, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. But it is bad a lot of the times. And a lot of the times, it is bad. But God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. But it is bad. A lot of the, that's bad. Read the news. That's bad. That's horrible. That's unthinkable. That's humane. And a lot of us, a lot of us in this room, we know somebody like Joseph. Everybody in this room knows a Joseph. You watched what happened to them, and you could not believe how they responded to it. My Joseph that I think about all the time is my buddy Levi Lusco. He's a pastor in Montana, a foreign country. He's an international missionary to the state of Montana. And I love him for many reasons, but y'all, I put my hand on his chest to pray for him the other night because he turned 40. And I was praying and God anointed me and I was speaking stuff over his life that I couldn't even understand where it was coming from. But when Graham was 5 and his daughter was 5 and his daughter died of an asthma attack while he was out of the house and he stood over her and prayed that God would make the sun stand still and save his daughter's life and she died. That would have broken me. And I had a context for it because I had a boy who was 5. And I thought if I was in that position, I think I would be tempted to stand up and tell y'all I quit. Because how can I speak this faith over you? How can I trust a God who would let me go through that? So now standing on 10 years later, and watching him turn 40 and seeing, I hope he watches this message. Text him and tell him to watch it. He can watch it right now. He's on a different time zone out there in Montana. I think it's like 1843 in Montana. It's like a different year zone in Montana. But I prayed over him and he's a powerful man. He wrote a book. He wrote a book. It was bad. He wrote a book to let the devil know that my daughter Linya will live on even if there's no breath in her lungs. You follow me? This is my Joseph. I think about him all the time when I go into a pity party. Because I think about if he can decide that to keep preaching in the middle of what he, if he can decide that. That's why I love lifting these Bible characters up to you on Sunday, right? Because even if you don't know somebody like that personally, you get to be with Joseph for a little while. And you get to think about the fact that at the moment, I mean, most of us would have been waiting for this moment to pay our brothers back. Oh, I'm just waiting till Jacob dies. When Jacob dies, I'm about to let y'all have it. And Jacob lived to be over 140. Do you know how long Jacob held on until he had put a blessing on all the kids? And then he dies, and they walk for 11 days to bury him. They walk 11 days back, and then his brother sends some weak message talking about before he died, Dad said, trying to relay a message, showing him the evidence that there has been no change in their heart, and they bow before him, and he has to decide what he's going to do because he can't control what they do. You can't change them. Stop trying. They're on their knees before Joseph, but not for the right reasons. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. We are your slaves. We'll do whatever you say. We're sorry. You're not sorry. You're still lying. And he wept. And he came out and showed us something that right after he got done weeping, he still made the right decision. Because your emotions don't determine your decisions. Not when you've seen the goodness of God. These brothers, what they did was evil. But I'm not going to let what they did be the final word on what I do because I still have life to live.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.